So can you tell me a bit about when you first started experimenting with drugs and alcohol?
I was like, well, it's 11 when I first started to smoke weed. Just did it because, I don't know, I just done it because, like, I was, like, in big school, and I thought it was big.
Yeah.
And my cousin did it as well, like, and he was in year 7 as well. So, yeah, and obviously village life was boring, because I lived in a village when I was 11.
Yeah. So it was a bit about other people doing it, and...
Well, no, my cousin never lived in the same village. But, like, on the weekends, I'd used to go see him.
Yeah.
And then, like, I'd smoke weed with him, and then come back to the village, and then, like, a few other people that I knew did, but they weren't, like, publicly about it, and then we sort of hung in a group.
Yeah.
And then that's how it started, really.
So that group, were they all about your, sort of your age?
Yeah, like, I think the oldest person was, like, 2 years older than me, like, maybe 3.
Right.
But we were all in the same sort of bracket and that, so...
Yeah, was it easy enough to get a hold of then?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Easy, yeah. Easy, easy.
Yeah. Yeah, even at that age?
Yeah. Guaranteed.
So you started. So you started sort of smoking weed when you were 11.
Yeah.
What I'm quite interested to find out a bit more about is how your sort of drug and alcohol use sort of developed from there, and you know,
yeah.
You know what happened next, really.
Well, I like obviously, well, I when I first started smoking weed, obviously I drank a little bit more than I smoked. If you know what I mean, like I was more involved with like drinking and I was smoking, and then I think I got to about just before my 12th birthday, and then my cousin introduced me to the bong.
Okay.
And that was it. I didn't really, after that, but I did drink, but
yeah,
I wasn't like my main priority anymore.
No.
I find a new sort of like smoking the bong was like,
so you got really into the weed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then smoked that till I was about 15, and that's when I started like moving on to other drugs. And
so, do you mind telling me what you moved on to? What sort of things you started using then?
After like 4 years of smoking weed, I don't know. We all made like a little pact between us and the friends, saying like, "Oh, we'd never move on to anything else." And then sort of like slowly through time, people broke their promise.
Yeah.
And I was the last one left who didn't. And then I went out one Friday and I was pretty hammered anyway. I think I was quite drunk. And then someone was like, "Oh, I got like 3 pills, yeah? Do you want them?" And I was like, "Nah." And then everyone was just doing that thing where they're like, "Oh, pussy," and all that.
Yeah.
And then when I'm hammered, like on drink, that's the worst thing to do, because I'll be like, "Pass it here then." Bam. And I took him straight off him and munched him. And then,
yeah.
That was it, really.
Yeah.
And then it started with pills. And actually, no. Before that, it was cocaine. Then it was pills. Cocaine when I was 14 and a half for my cousin. I remember that. And then after pills, it was MD. From MD to K. And then pretty much, like, everything else in between.
Yeah.
Like acid, 2CI, 2CE, 2CE, what else? Yeah, basically just stuff like that. MDMC.
Yeah. So quite a range of stuff then, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to the point where when I heard something new was coming out, I'd have to be one of the people just to try it, see if I could. Just not so much just to like get hammered on it, it was just to see what was going on, to see what was this whole fuss. Yeah, this whole like fuss was about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Okay, so what made you sort of decide to ask for some help with your drug use? Because you're here now, so at some point I guess you must have thought, wow.
Well, I got in trouble for burglary. No. I got in trouble for computers, battery, and GBH, I think,
yeah.
or ABH, but it was one of the two, yeah.
Yeah.
And basically, I got sent to court, and everyone in school knew I had, like, obviously everyone in school, like, there was a very small minority of us in the school that actually did any drugs.
Yeah.
And the school knew who we were. Yeah. Just by who we hung out with, like.
Yeah, they just knew.
Just knew, because it was, like, such a small portion of us, yeah. And basically, yeah, I used to do, like, used to do it in school and that, and then I got caught, and then, like, obviously got sent to court for, like, getting into a fight and that, and then I got sent here, like, due to help from the school and youth offending, and then they sent me over and I was about, and just turned 15.
So the youth offending team sent you here, yeah?
Yeah, and, yeah, like, obviously they were speaking to the school as well, and then the school was, like, advised them to sort of send me here.
Okay.
And then, like, yeah, don't know, I just, I'm here now.
So tell me a bit about the help you've had here.
Basically, it's not so much, like, it's quite nice, because it's, like, it's not so much like, oh, you shouldn't do this and you shouldn't do that. It's more like they just, like, give you advice. It's like that stuff that just makes you think rather than, like just demanding that you don't do it. Like, and they give you reasons why and sort of, like, try and, like, not so much. Yeah, just try and guide you a bit, like, because they know they can't change your mind. Only you can change your mind for you. But they can sort of give you, like, advice and help.
And challenge
guidance.
The way you think by the sounds of things. Is that right? Is that what you were sort of meaning? Is that they just make you think about what you're doing?
Yeah, really.
And why?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And has that made a difference?
Yeah, it's more made me, like, understand about drugs. And, like, now I find out what's going on. I don't so much just take a drug and then go, yeah, my personal experience is this. I'll go find out about drugs. Like, I used to sniff a lot of K. Before, like, when I was about 15 and a half, 16, and I came here, and, like, obviously, when I came here, like, it wasn't such a big thing back then. It was still quite, it was, but it wasn't, like, publicly known, like, the effects and everything. And basically, I, like, came here, and they mentioned something about it, and then we just did a little research sort of thing between us and people downstairs just to, like, find out more information, because we were all, like, on the same sort of level. Didn't have a clue.
Yeah.
Because they were trying to, like, tell people about this new drug, but they didn't know much. And then there was me, like, doing this new drug and didn't know much. Yeah. So we both sort of was doing our research on it and stuff like that. So.
Yeah. So you've got a lot of information here then about how to stay safe, would you say?
Yeah. Like, and just keep your wits about you when you're doing stuff. Like,
Would you say that over your course of time here that your drug use is reduced?
As I got an older, I'd say in the last, like, year or two, the last year, definitely. Well, yeah.
Yeah, you'd say it has.
Yeah, since I moved away from Norton, yeah.
And so you think that's partly about moving away from a particular place?
Yeah, only because, right, that place is like, oh, I know too many people, too many bad influences. And I'm, like, used to go to a lot of, like, free party raves all the time. Like, every weekend. And that just comes sort of with the culture of going out to parties. It's just drugs and parties hand in hand, really, innit?
So it's just hard to avoid if you...
Trust me, because there's not a lot to do in Norton. So,
no.
So to spend your day, you either get hammered, get high, or just be bored.
Yeah.
And most people just choose to get hammered and then just pass the time and then do what they got to do for the week and then go mad on the weekend.
Yeah.
Do it big on the weekend and then sort of recover through the week.
Yeah.
Just a cycle that I've got in. Well, I used to be in.
Can I just ask you then about, I'll just change the subject a bit and ask you about what's happening in your life now and what you're doing?
Well, at the moment, I'm just looking for a job. I got a job lined up in security probably in November.
Yeah.
Like mid-November or something like that. So it's all good at the moment. I'm just trying to raise some money and get myself sorted so I can start, like, moving on in my life.
Yeah.
Because doing drugs for all them years and that, like, sometimes, well, you begin to realise that you've dropped behind a bit. You're not, like, on the same level as everyone else. You've got a little catching up to do.
So you've got catching up to do in what ways, would you say?
Just generally, because, like, some certain people have been moving forward with their lives. And, like, everything's beginning to go nice for them. And I'm still sort of going around in the same spiral I've been going around for the last 40 years.
Right. So, it sounds to me you're thinking now a bit about how you might like to change that.
Not so much. Not so much change. Just, I believe you can do anything, as long as you get the right balance of everything. So, to be honest, I would change, but, like, not an extreme change. I think I would just sort of build on what I've got, but to do that, I've got to change now.
Yeah.
And then sort of like, so I can make my life better. And then I can sort of go back to what I know, if you know what I mean.
So you're trying to get the balance right.
Yeah, more. I'm trying to like sort of like move forward with my life, but without completely making...
Being a different person.
Yeah. Which is quite difficult.
Yeah.
Because I've got to leave a lot of people behind if I want to like make a big change. Yeah. But I don't want to, so it's only little changes that I can do at the moment.
Yeah, yeah.
Until I can, well, until everything falls apart around here, I suppose.
Well, I hope you didn't do that, eh? Because you use the music room, don't you?
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about that.
Well...
Do you spend much time in there?
Yeah, I do spend a little bit of time in there. Not as much as I used to, because obviously, like, I don't have my own vinyls anymore. Because I used to use the decks quite a lot.
Yeah.
Just come in there when I was in a bad mood, or, like, had a day off of school or something, or, like, Skype the day off school. And I used to come in there, just mix, or just sit on the computer and chill.
Yeah, yeah.
Used to spit a few bars, like, for some people that come in and use that to, like, write lyrics and spread their lyrics out and stuff.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, used to just spend morning till, like, kicking out time in there sometimes.
Really? Yeah.
Just practicing.
Yeah. Okay, you talked a bit about thinking ahead, but have you got any particular plans for the future?
Not really, I wouldn't say. One thing I've learned in my life is you don't plan, really. You have an idea, but you don't make a plan because nothing ever goes to plan.
Yeah, I kind of know that feeling.
Nothing ever goes to plan, so you sort of have a rough idea of what you want, and sort of like the plan is how to get there, more so than what you want.
Yeah.
That's what you've got to do, really.
Yeah.